We're in Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we learned in the Machlekes of Shammai and Hillel whether a gold coin is considered money or a commodity. Okay, so the Morna says, when Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what about even if you say that gold coin is considered a commodity, not money, like a Shammai? What happens if you want to compare to fruits? If you want to swap the fruits directly onto the gold coins, do we say compared to the fruits, it's considered money? So then we brought Rabbi Yochanan, since he says that you're not allowed to, borrow a gold coin for a gold coin, prove that he holds it's always a commodity.
But this, the Mishnah said that the copper is also a commodity.
Yeah.
Did
Shammai
agree with that also?
Yeah, Shammai and Yagz and gold. We'll soon see about copper. We'll see copper in a minute. Of course you could. We'll finish the Mishnah we had before it, but we'll have it in a minute.
It's not a standard rule. It's one to gather the other sometimes.
That's right. The question is whether gold, how do we treat gold? Yeah.
The question was whether in the beginning they considered gold coins.
Or a commodity, yeah. Okay, so we said loans might be different. For loans, we might consider it like, also for Kostaribis, we might consider it like a commodity. Okay, so up to here. Toshma. I'll bring another raya. We're trying to work out who said what. Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. A poirate sell, if somebody changes over his coins, memoyes, maise, sheni. You go to Yerushalayim, now you want to change over. You have copper coins, and you want to take the copper coins and turn it into silver coins, take it to Shalayim. Usually, have put it means the other way around. But here it means you take put it, turning it, Beshamai says, Bechol HaSelamois, that you take all the copper coins and you change it over, you convert it to silver. However, half is half. Bishekel, keseh, bishekel mois. Half the money you convert to silver, but the other half of the money you leave it in the form of prutis. Why? Because everybody comes only with silver. You go to Yerushalayim, everybody's going to want to have smaller change, and there'll be a shortage of small change. So the value of the small change will go up in value, and then you're cheating meiser. So what does he clear from here? That you can, now the prutas are holy already. Why the prutas are holy? Because you've transferred the kedusha of the fruits to the prutas. So he clearly, everybody holds you can transfer kedusha from fruits to the prutas, to the chayshis. Hash to lebeishame, lega beprita mechalalinam. Beishame holds that you can transfer the kedusha from the fruits to a kapur, legabe dahava meboya. And so by gold is the question. Of course, you said before that there's a machlekes even by gold. You said before, according to one shitta, that a machlekes is even if you can transfer the fruits directly to gold. The Beishamai says you cannot. It's not only a question of money, but even the fruits. Because clearly here, you can transfer to copper, surely you can transfer the gold. Shiny prita ba'asa nesagi chadifa. Gold is never a commodity that is commonly used, but copper coins in those regions where they use it is very commonly used. So therefore, when it comes to paydays, you can transfer the kedusha from paydays to that. But not when it can. But gold is different. Gold is worse than copper. That's one. This is all one lashon how to explain the machlekes beisham and beisil and machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. However, there's another version that Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish learned a different way in the machlekes beisham and beisil. Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, one of them said machlekes right in the middle of the page. One of them said the machlekes is whether you can transfer siloyin al dinin if you can convert silver to gold. And what's a shaila? Not because gold is a commodity, not money. The Beishamai Sovri, Beishamai holds, says in Pasuk, that you should put the money and bundle up ha-kesev, the money that you put away, that's what you bundle up. Sounds like you cannot transfer the second time. The original money you transferred the Kedusha to, that's what you have to use. Ha-kesev, kesev, richla, kesheni, you cannot transfer the second time. That's the problem. Once you transfer once, you can't transfer a second time. And Basil, sorry, Basil holds, it says ha kesef, kesef riba. It says twice. When a sata by kesef, a sata ha kesef yelcha. To teach you what? That you can, as many times you can convert the money from copper to silver to silver to gold.
According to Beishamai, you'll have to carry a whole lot of coins.
If that's what you transfer, chatchila, yes, for sure. Vafilu kesef sheni. Avol paid in Saldinim. What about when it comes directly from the fruits to gold? Divrei hakam mechalalin. Everyone holds that you can go from paydays to gold. It was never machlekes, because everyone knows that gold is money. That wasn't machlekes b'sham. B'sham's problem was changing silver to gold. It's not because gold is not money, but because the silver to gold is a second conversion. You can't do two conversions, because it says hak kesef. Dakati kesef rishon, it's still the first money. That's one view. And the other one says...
stress on the word hakesev. Does it mean that if you got a hold of copper currency but different values, he would also say you can't change
whatever you did in the first time, you cannot change.
Well, if you did a hold of putters,
whatever.
Just carry
putters. That's it. So to be smart.
You couldn't even carry.
When you change it to silver.
Big change.
That's right. Wait till you have enough fruit. And that's very important. It's about waiting till you have enough fruit, as we'll soon see more. The other one says, "I've been paid this. I didn't have machlekes." The other one says, "No, the machlekes is whether gold is considered money or not." Says the Gemara, "The man, the one who says that sloyin al dinah machlekes, if you can do step two, how can that be? First of all, in common sense, adam miflugi besloyin al dinah. So why are they arguing changing from silver to gold? Makes a bigger chiddush, changing from silver to silver." You're saying the problem is not whether gold is a commodity of money. Gold is a currency. The problem is that it's a second conversion. So talk about Gebegi Chiddush. If you have silver coins, you want to change to other silver coins. Maybe they're cleaner, they're worth more. So therefore, and you're not allowed to because it's a second conversion. Nothing to do. And then we'll be clear it's because of the second conversion. So then the little gibber sloina sloyin says you might not. If the gibber sloina sloyin, if you argue sloina sloyin, we would understand by Shammai, but we'd not understand by Sil. And for us, it's more important to understand by Sil because Allah like him. I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili, you know why Hillel says that you're allowed to because sloina sloyin, they're both from currency. But when it comes to silver to gold, maybe Hillel is made that gold is not a currency. That it's only a commodity. Therefore, you have to be told. Toshma, coming here. Okay, so you want to say that you kind of make a second conversion. We just learned before a braisa. So this is a new braisa. If somebody wants to take his coins of Maisa Sheni and convert it, Shalim. If he's inside in Yerushalayim, Beishamay says, so this is talking about Faket. You came with your silver coins and now you want to break it down. And you asked yesterday if you are allowed to take your silver and change it to copper in Yerushalayim in order to buy things, to buy food. So you're allowed to. So if you want to take your silver and change it to copper coins in Yerushalayim, Beishamay Emrim, I hold Bechol Hasela Mois. If you want to change your silver to money, you should change the entire, get a full set of prutas, if equivalent of that silver. However, Basil says, you should not change all your money, b'shekel kesef, and b'shekel mois. Maybe you should leave half the money in silver, and half the money change over to prutas. Why? And because maybe you're not going to spend all the money. And if you're not going to spend all the money, what are you going to do with all your coins? And the problem is, if you're going to change everything to copper, copper doesn't have a longevity. They turn green and they get fashimels and they get, you know, and so on and so forth. So therefore, leave half in silver and half you change in gold. But what does he give from here? Clearly from here, we're talking about a second conversion here. We're talking about you have silver and changing it to copper. Hash to kasper gabi protim chalim. Look at Bishama. He agrees to that. Madrich, he changed silver to copper. But let me even say kesef yadasheni. The gabi dava the choshim in emi amrina and kesef yadasheni. So when it comes to gold, you can tell me you can't make a second conversion. Doesn't make sense. If you can change from silver and downgrade to copper, surely you can upgrade from silver to gold. Amar Rav is Rav. Oh, that's more sense. Amar Rav, Yerushalayim Kamosv. You're asking a question. The rules in Yerushalayim are very different. Shiny Yerushalayim. The Chesiba it says Venosata. What are you supposed to do in Yerushalayim? Venosata Kesa. Take that silver you brought up with you. Bechol Ashetav Nafshchem. Whatever you desire. Babokor of Atzoyin. Cattle or sheep. So they in Yerushalayim different rule. We dispense with all the rules because we want you to spend the money. So if you're allowed to make a second conversion in Yerushalayim, question is only all of it or some of it.
And you pay with silver, and he gives you copper change now. That copper is really cool because the dush is transferred onto the food.
Only the value of the food. Let's say the silver, you bought half the silver of food, and the other half is still kaddish. You didn't use it all up, and it's part of prutus.
So in other words,
let's say it's $100, you have $100 worth of kedusha, but only $50 worth of food, so the other $50 remains kaddish. How was it transferred? Tashma coming here, the Braisa we had before. Okay, so forget Yerushalayim. But I'm going to prove to you that Bishamai agreed you can make a second conversion. He says before the previous Braisa that if somebody takes a copper coins and he wants to convert it to silver so he can take it to Yerushalayim because there's a lot less coins, Bishamai says, B'chol HaSalamois, change all the copper into silver. Wait till you have enough copper and change it all to silver. Half leave in copper and half leave in silver. I told you, if you bring everything in silver and slime, there'll be a shortage of copper coins, the value of copper coins will go up, and then you're cheating Mice. Mice is losing out. Now, what is he clear from here? Clearly, what are these copper coins? These copper coins the kedusha of the fruits were transferred to the copper coins. And now we're suggesting you take these copper coins and convert them to silver. So we see clearly you can make a second conversion outside of Yerushalayim. Ella the Kuli Alma, Bishami also agrees. He's arguing with himself. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees. Ha Kesev, Kesev Ribas. That's twice Kesev, Ha Kesev, and Kesev. Comes to include you can use any that you want. You can make as many conversions as you want. Bafilu Kesev Sheni. No, so how does the Beichel Shlokish learn a machlekes b'shamis silver? It's different than the first lashon. Elid Rabbi Yechiel b'shamis lokish hachidmar. Chadam, one of them says, you know what the machlekes is? B'sloyin al din. Machlekes is only limited to silver to gold. Why? What's the problem with silver to gold? As follows: everyone holds gold is currency. So why does b'shamis say you cannot transfer silver to gold? The b'shamis holds gazin, and we are worried that you're not going to have the Shema Yisha Ali Yosef, that maybe you don't have enough silver to turn it into gold, so you might wait till next year. You don't have enough silver to change it to gold. You won't bring it with you to the Shalayim. You'll say, okay, I'll leave the silver here till next year. I'll accumulate a couple of years' worth and get gold and convert it to gold. And we know that Maisa Shoshana Zu has to be redeemed this year, and then next year is next year. That's what we are worried about. That's how Rashi learned. I learned differently. And Basil.
You can leave Meisah Sheni for about 2 years until you take it to
a Shalai. Rashi says that you have to bring Meisah Sheni straight away. Other Hashem say you have a Baal Tacher. That's what we're worried about.
Rabbi Hananel says
before Pesach. Rabbi Hananel says here, interesting, right on top of the page, he says, what are you worried about? He doesn't have enough silver to be turned in gold. So there he says, you're not going to go up at all, Yom Tov. That's a pretty, sounds like pretty far-fetched. Because you don't have enough silver to turn gold, I'm not going to go to bring my comedy and do my mitzvah with Elita Egel. It's a bit hard, but anyway, that's what Rabbi Hananel says right here.
People are going to say, you know, this turns up in Yerushalayim, he doesn't bring any Maisa, he doesn't give Maisa.
People don't know what you're doing here.
In the third year, which is already Maisa on it.
If you didn't bring it,
yeah,
but that's not good. That's all tshuva. That you're doing your vidui, it's called vidui, right? The whole thing is you didn't do the right thing. You still can make up, but it's not the right thing.
What's the problem with the second changing?
No, we finish now. We learn from a pasuk. A pasuk, purely a pasuk. Hakesef. We thought a pasuk that you cannot change. Hakesef, the original money. Not because you're reducing the kedusha. Even though we had, if you remember, we had a mission in kedusha about by Yisuri Hanor, the chalipin. Is mutter for kedushin. It does get reduced as you move it away. It gets reduced. Except the avodah or whatever, it gets reduced. That's what Bishamis one is. Basil Sabri Legazim and I worry Chem Yishali Yosef. The Chilai Malun even does not have enough silver coins to convert it to gold. Nami Bidin Rasuki Masa, bring the silver then. What's the big deal? If you can't bring the gold, silver is not that much. It's copper that's a burden. So that is that. So that's the machleke is to do with whether we're goys or not. But whether gold is currency, everyone agrees. Avo be paid is al dinin, but paid is directly to gold. Even hakol mechalin. Surely you can. The kivin the mirkivi. Because why? Because what are we worried about? Let's say fruit straight gold is money. What are you worried about? Maybe he doesn't have enough fruits to the same chash l'cheder kodesh b'shamay. That silver, we're worried you don't have enough silver to gold, and you're going to wait another year, or you're going to miss a little egg. Why aren't you worried about fruits as well? Maybe he doesn't have enough fruits to convert it to a gold coin. We're not worried. You know why? Because he's not going to wait till next year. Because what happens to fruits when you sit around for a year?
Anyway.
Exactly, perishable, be worthless. So you need to change it to money soon. So you're not going to hang around. If you can't do the gold, you do the silver. You're not going to wait. till next year so that you can have enough for gold. The kivin the mirkeve rats le mashle. He's not going to delay it. So the nochshash. So therefore, Shammai said the nochshash to go and transfer the kedusha from the paiders to gold, but from silver to gold, I'm worried. Okay, but gold is money.
So if you've got produce worth 80. And you've got a coin that's worth 100, which is a gold coin.
No.
You can do the 80 to the 100.
How? You don't want to give away money for nothing.
What does it have to be?
There's no shayla.
You can't say that $80 worth of
course you could, but people won't. Hey, why? You're not going
to
give up $20 extra.
You have to add the 50.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you have to give up the $20?
Yeah, but they will soon think about a trick how to get around out of the 50.
Who says you have to the next time?
It
could be part of it. It could be all you want. Yeah.
You don't have to give away the other $20. You go to the shulchan and you change it out. But 80, which you were makadish.
That you cannot. That you cannot.
Isn't that the limit of a kesef?
No, but the gold coin, if you transfer the kedusha to gold coin, the entire gold coin becomes kosher. Yeah.
If
you want to be generous,
you can do it.
Of course, you can do it. Yeah. The other guy says, I feel the papers are not another argument where the gold is money. If you're telling me the second lashon here that says that you can transfer silver to gold because gold is currency, my only reason why I'm against it is because of a chashash to Rabbanon. But Rabbanon, who the gods are better, Rabbanon, were worried about it because they said, because you might leave it around till next year. Hein the Torah says, Yase velo yase. Therefore, Bishamai says over here the lashon that, where's the lashon? Yase velo yase. Where's the lashon? The original Machlek Beshame Beisil is where the original Machlek Beshame Beisil. Yes, says Gemara. 1 second. Here. Beshame says Lo Yasa Adam Sloyin, and Beisil says Matilin. Now, what kind of lashon is lo yas? Lo yas means don't do it. But if you did it, it's chal. Makes sense. If you hold matayda, you could transfer silver to gold, and because gold is a currency, but that abundant don't want you to. That's why he says lo yas. I don't want you to do it. But if you learn like the first lashon, which means that gold is not currency, gold is a commodity, and therefore it's not worth anything, it's not chal, then lo yas is the wrong word. It should have said lo chilul or something like that. It nothing happened. That's why you find lashon yase. That's a good question. Itmo, we learned anu machlekes. Rav the Levi, just like we talk now about that gold is a commodity. So we have an interesting thing. Rav and Levi chad oma. One of them says matbeya nase chalipin. That just like. That a matbeya can be used to be the chalipin. I can give you a handkerchief, and in exchange of the handkerchief, I will get a cow. I can use money in exchange of money. Now, there's two kinds of money.
So
money where it's value.
Exactly.
Money is value, which is the kinyan kesef. We're not talking about kinyan kesef now. We're not talking about, I'm giving it to you. I don't care what the value of the cow is, or whatever it is.
As just a representative gesture.
As a kinyan. So that's how a chalipin works. The koina, the one is going to buy it, gives a gargle to the makna, and then the makna, in exchange of that, gives the koina whatever the item is. So I can use money for that purpose as well. What do you mean? It's a machlekes. The chadam will soon see. Ain matbein nas chalipin. They can't work, and that's halacha. What's going on here? And the Gemara's reason is quite interesting. Amar Papa, my time with the man, Amar Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. What's the svara? Why taka can't you? You can give a gartel. Why can't you give money to be the Chalipin? Mishum the daita atzurasa. When the person receives the money, in those days, the main thing was the image of the king that was on. What gave value to the coins? The image of the king. But when that king was deposed or was killed or there was some kind of rebellion or whatever, the coin becomes worthless. The coin becomes worthless. Like in India yesterday, they just declared that all $1,500 rupee notes are worthless. Just in a second. They're all worthless.
My Indian account went to the bank.
Did he?
Yeah, that much.
So they're forcing you, they're giving you a week to go to the bank to change it. The purpose of that is every person who goes to change it will have to prove where you got the money from. That's how they clean the market out. They do that same thing?
They change the shekel, whatever, the liras, the old liras. They wiped off a zero or something like that.
Okay, so therefore, the person... Could be. So what's the problem? When it comes to money, we don't care. When it comes to king and kesef, we don't care. But when it comes to chalipin, we learn from Rusam there, it says v'naloi. Naloi is a shoe. So first of all, according to some opinions, it has to be only a keli. And that's why if fruits cannot be chalipin, we're having a modern condition of chesed. Fruits cannot be chalipin because fruits are not a keli. But forget that. Because it says naloi, it has to be a dover mesuyim, something which has longevity. And because a coin does not have longevity, you cannot use. I was wondering, what about today's time? Well, we don't have this concept. You know, a coin remains a coin forever. In fact, it goes up in value if the king is no longer around and whatever.
More,
yeah, so what happened? Would the din change today? That you can use a chalipin?
Which one? They all have different sizes. So
what would be the din today when we don't work this way? Could you use a coin for chalipin? I don't know. Because Moses clearly can't.
So based on this, if you've got a guy who produces wheat and another guy produces fruit, they can't exchange.
According to the man the Amr, it says that fruits cannot be chalipin. No.
It's not a Dov Masuyim.
It's not a Dov Masuyim. It's not a Kaili. No, it is a Dov Masuyim. It's not a Kaili. Not a Kaili. Okay, Mandom in Adel Chemish, you're thinking about the four-minded image with Tzuros, Avid, the butler, and the image can very, you know, eventually will change. Tanan, we learned. So we're looking at Mishnah, Hazov, Koin. Now the Gemara is going to understand. Now we're going to finally analyze our Mishnah, because the Lashon our Mishnah is Modna. It says in the Mishnah that Hazov, Koin es HaKesef. What do you mean, Hazov is Koin HaKesef? We actually said it means is that gold is a commodity. So when I buy the gold, I did a mashiach on the gold, I owe you the money. But that's not really the title of the words. Koin kesef sounds like whatever the silver is, it became mine. Like it's a swap. As if this is chalipin. So we see that the words with chalipin. Says Gemara, Hazov koin kesef, my lab chalipin. I'm koining the money. Where? Anywhere where it is. Chalipin. Shmamen amabin has a chalipin. So we see chalipin that we're making a swap here. I get the gold and you get the silver. We're talking about over here is I owe you the money. I took the gold and I owe you the money. Anybody who has hazav coin is a kesef. What kind of lashon hazav coin is a kesef?
Just said hazav obligates
you. So you must say right. Tani hazav mechayev. It sounds like somebody just actually changed the lashon in the Mishnah. Instead of saying hazav coin is a kesef, say hazav mechayev. So I always wonder if the Gemara says that, why does Taka don't we change it? Why don't we just go back to the Mishnah and change it to what it should say? And we always leave it to the original, yeah.
The difference between a real purchase and the intention.
Everything is different. In a real purchase, we look at the value of the commodity and we look at the value of the money. No, it's not much more than intention. It's how it works. The modus operandi is different. There's value per value.
If you're watching it as an outsider, it looks exactly.
No, it doesn't.
You're giving me something. You're giving me back. You're giving me the same thing.
I'm giving you a dollar and I'm getting a car. Doesn't that look modern?
But that's because the intention is not to.
It's a different. It's a different kind of Kenyan. Philippians is a different kind of a Kenyan. It has nothing to do with value. It's not an exchange of value. Mashiach has nothing to do with value. Mashiach is I'm doing a pula to make it mine. And Chalipin's is a derech zeh. I'm doing a pula to make it mine. Nothing to do with value.
In case of the actual, instead of the actual item, you're doing a representative thing.
Yeah.
Doing this represents the house over there, and I'll be kind of the house.
Someone goes, yeah, exactly, but there's no value involved there. Value doesn't
because
come
you
in.
Can't be Magbia or Moshech if it's a.
If it's somewhere else in the middle of nowhere,
I don't know. There's a level of acquiring.
There is a Tosas Arid in Kedushin. Where Tosas Arid, there's two kinds of chalipins. In the chalipin itself, he says there are two kinds of chalipins. One which is exactly what I just said, and one where the chalipin itself can be value. Because there's an isha like nikkas b'chalipin, a woman's not kind of b'chalipin, there's a machlekes, the taste of the and other shayni. What about if you say, you give an expensive handkerchief, and you say by chalipin, but it should be, it sounds like it's the value of chalipin. So he comes up with, and there's an avnei meluim, arichas, trying to explain there's two kinds of chalipins. But the way we learn in the pashas is a chalipin has nothing to do with value, nothing to do with money. Different kind of transaction. And Hachin Am Mestabra, I'll prove it to you. But Tony says, doesn't say for Hakesef Einu Koin Hazov. But if I take the silver, no, if I gave you the silver, I'm not coining the gold. Because why? Because we said that metalkin, you're not commodities, you're not coining with money. Either Medraiso, Kosham Mitzvah, Yichatech Valiyah. Yeah, maybe Shalom Bedamim. If we're talking about here as money, Hainu Damaninan, that's why we say the Hava Peda. So what's the Vart? The Vart is, we're not talking about Chalipinim, we're talking about money. So this is the Pshat. Why Taki can't silver buy gold? If we're talking about Chalipin, if we're talking about Chalipin, that's how you learn the Mishnah. If I give you gold, I'm cutting silver wherever it is. So why if I give you silver, am I not cutting the gold wherever it is? Chalipin, they're both Chalipin. Must be talking about money. And money cannot be cutting metalklin. But metalklin obligates me money. I mean the haba peda that where gold is considered a commodity, the kaspa tiva, and money is currency, the tiva peda lekani. And we say that currency cannot is not a form of acquisition for metalton. Fine. Eli ambi bechalipin. If you can tell me chalipin tarvayu likna dodi, let the both be cutting each other. But oh, furthermore, tan lint nebraisa. Within the braisa, hakesef einu koines azov. Nothing. It says the braisa that silver is not koine gold. This is what the braisa says. What means silver is not coin of gold? You want to say it's chalipin, right? I'll tell you what it means. Silver is not coin of gold, which means that because money cannot buy a commodity. I sold you 25 coins of silver. For a dinar shel zav, afa pisha marshal kesef. Even though I got payment, I took the silver. I'm not coining the gold because kesef not coining metalklin ad she yimshich as a zav until he actually makes a kinyan mashiach on the gold itself. We're talking about not chalipin, we're talking about a kinyan of money. Money is not coin of metalklin. As we'll see later, why not?
Therefore, you have to have a
mashiach. Exactly. Eli amel bechalipin nikne. Why isn't it coin? Says the Gemara. So, what do you want to tell me? The mishnah of money. Al my bedomim. Ihochi, tell me. Tell me the ratio of this brisa where it says hazov coin is a kesef. That gold is coin of kesef. You saying means obligates me paying money. But look at what the brisa says. Keitzad mochal like dinah shazov beesek hamishah dinah shal kesef. I sold you a golden coin for 25 pieces of silver. Kivon shem moshech hazov. The moment that I did a mashiach on the gold. So the way you learn pshat is I owe you the silver, right? But look at the brisa says nikne kesef b'chol makim shehu. I'm automatically coin of the silver wherever it is. What kind of lashes wherever it is? That means it's a swap. What's chalipin? Hold on, your chalipin is, it doesn't matter where the chametz is in your house. I'm kind of, the rav is kind of. So it doesn't matter where the silver is, I'm kind of. So we're not talking about here an obligation of payment. We're talking about actual kinyan. That's chalipin. What's shat the braisa? You're telling me it's not doing chalipin. So you want to say, I'm talking about chalipin, that will chalipin, and what? And that you can use money as a form of chalipin. Hainu diktani, nik the kesa, b'chol mokal shu. That's why I'm cutting the silver, wherever it may be. Eli ambi bedamim, we're talking about money. Hain nik the kesa, b'chol mokal shu, and it's chayiv. God, boy, that's just said he's chayiv. But I've actually no lay them about money. Well, my bechol makom shehu. What do you mean? Wherever the silver is, it means kamei shehu. Whatever condition the silver is, not that I'm cutting the silver straight away. I owe you the silver, but whatever condition we made up. What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. For example, he said to him, for example, we made up. There's new silver coins and there's old silver coins. And new silver coins, I guess, have more longevity than old silver coins. So if they made up, they'll give me new minted coins. You can't give me an old from the old coins. That's what he means. Come up the way we made up. Why? Even though the old coins might be worth more, my time with the Amalei, the Yashna Kumba, but you know, I want Dafke, new ones, so I can have them for a long time. Old ones, I can't keep them for that long. And new ones, I can keep for a long time. So really, we're talking about what? We're talking about the case of money. So we have a machlekes whether Madbeya can become Chalipin or not. Amalei, the Papa says, Afilu Leman, the man Domer, even the one who says, Ain Madbeya Nas Chalipin, you shouldn't use money as a form of Chalipin because people don't rely on it. Mevid Hudalay of it, you shouldn't do it. But nevertheless, Chalipi Yaknui Miknim. If he did it, you shouldn't do it. But if he did do it, you will be kind. How do I know that? Rab Nachman holds that we learn from Naloi that it has to be a keli. So perishables like fruits are not a kelim. You cannot use a chalipin. Yet Rab Nachman himself says, just like the din of fruits, but Rab Nachman. You cannot use fruits as chalipin because it's Naloi. Yet if you did it. Sorry, I made a mistake. What he's saying here is it's not. Okay. What he's saying like this. that you cannot use coins for chalipin. But if you want to buy coins through the method of chalipin, it'll work. If I gave someone a gartel and say, in exchange of the gartel, I'm coining all your coins, it works. Just like fruits. Rav Nachman says you cannot use fruits as chalipin.
So you're looking at the coins as a chayfin.
Exactly. If it's the davar hanikne, it can work. If it's the davar hamak, if this is the thing that's going to trigger the transaction, it's not going to work. If this is the object of the transaction, it will work. So just like that paytas, if it's the object of the transaction, it works. Hope to buy money. If so too, there's anything by money. If that's the object of the transaction, it will work with chalipin.
Then there's a separate chiyuv of what you pay for that coin.
Yeah, that's separate, yeah, but I can use chalipin, the handkerchief, to be kind of coin. That's what his chiddush is. He said, just like midav peder nachman of avagav the inulah of the chalipin, they themselves cannot transact the chalipin. You cannot use fruit, give the rabbi an apple, say, in exchange of that, oh, my chomet is yours. But I can remake the chalipin, but nevertheless, fruits can be included in the sale with the chalipin. So therefore, tivanami lishna, not doing my money.
Exchange wheat for apples.
That's for sure. What do you mean?
They're agreeing. Because they're agreeing. They don't look at the value.
But you know, you can't use it. That's not chalipin. It won't be chalipin. It's not a kinyan. Nothing. There's no kinyan. You sell mishicha or whatever it is. Yeah. Or hagbah. So the Gemara, Meitel asks a question on a pup. Let's just finish the sugya. How you oimid begoyim? Now I tell you before the Gemara doesn't give you the din is if you transfer the kedusha of your fruits to coins to take it to shalayim, you have to pay a penalty of a fifth. But if anyone else does it, there's no penalty of a fifth. So if you want to circumvent this law, this is how you do it. How you oimid begoyim? You were standing inside your threshing floor by your granary. The ain biyodim moyis. You don't have money by you. And we're trying to circumnavigate this rule. So what do you do? So if it sounds like if you have money, just give the money to your friend as a maton and tell the guy, be paid the maisa sheni. However, you don't have any money. This is what you say to your friend. Had a paidus halolu nesunin lechob matana. You know what? I'm granting you all of these fruits. They're yours. Then the choizer v'aymer. Then he says, you know, your fruits over there now they belong to you, no longer mine. Had a mechulali al moishes v'bayit. I have money sitting at home. There'll be mechul on the money that I have at home. Okay, and since I'm now a stranger, so therefore I don't have to pay the penalty of a fifth. And why we're doing that? Because I'm going to take it to the shlang with me. So therefore, I don't have to pay the fifth. That's what we're doing. Now, it sounds like from here, anyone.
100%. Anytime. Someone feels, say, that's
exactly. With the other guy's permission.
Oh, so
yeah. Because otherwise, we're heading in the dorm over there. You can't do it. Time, the ain't be yodei mois. The only reason why I wasn't able to transfer the money to him is because I didn't have any money in my hand. Ho im yesh be yodei mois. If, let's say, he had in his hand, what would have happened? He would give the money itself to the other guy and say, you be paid to the because what looks worse? If I give you all the fruits for a second and then I use my money at home, or if I gave you the money, it's your money, it's still my fruits, which looks more, less of a loophole? Less of a loophole is the fruits are mine, they're always mine, it's still mine, but the money, people give money all the time. So therefore, if he had money, he would have given the other guy money. How would the other guy have been kind of the money? Hayim yash biyadim mois. Then it would be better. We would have rather have you, if you had two choices, to give the guy the fruits or to give the guy the money, we'd much rather have you give the guy the money as a matana, let him do a meshicha and schlep the money. And this way, it doesn't look so much like a ruse or whatever, a ploy to get out of it. And everybody's happy. Because that guy's considered a fremde, a third party, and if you don't pay the fifth. Now, it says, but if you can tell me, if you're going to tell me according to the mandama that says, sorry, that Papa just said, according to everybody, the coins themselves can be bought with chalipin. So you know, if it's better, if our Tana holds, it's far better to give the guy money. So what's the problem? I have the money in my pocket, so I can't give him a shikha, but there are other methods. I'll give him a handkerchief, and I'll say, in exchange of the handkerchief, the money sitting in my bank account, the $100 you need is yours, and you'll be kind of the money because a papa just said that everyone is made that the money is the object of the kinyan. It can be transferred via chalipin. And that guy will mechal the fruit with the money, which is a far better solution. And then you get back to me. It's a much better solution than giving you the fruits. If there's an alternative, there's an alternative, if a papa's right. Why doesn't he transfer the money to the other person through Kinya Chalipin? And then the Lifrik, and then redeem it, and then that guy will redeem it.
So you as the one of the fruit now say, this fruit is mechul on the money that this guy just...
No, that guy will say it.
That guy saying, what, he's mechul on my fruit on the money?
Yeah, that's right. Say that? Yes. Exactly. If another guy does it, no problem. It's only the owner himself does it. So what answers?
What I'm saying, can you now be mechala my food?
Yeah, but he has to have money.
Yeah, I understand. So yeah,
that's right. Exactly. Says the Gemara, so that money has a kedusha, and then
that guy's going to take the money.
Whatever, or give back to me, whatever it is, he can give it to me. You don't have to take the money. You can send the money with anybody to say, eat this. All it is that this money has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It doesn't matter about who. Remember, we learned that he used to leave it with all the people in Yerushalayim. He used to leave the money behind. He used to leave the money behind. You know, here, the rest of the year, I can't eat up so much flesh in the few days I'm here. Answer the Gemara, the less lay sudr. There's no handkerchief on them. I have no garden, no handkerchief. He was a masnagid, he had no garden. But he murdered Vikninu Nele Agav Karka. Okay. So why doesn't he give the guy the money? Agav, there's another form of kinyan agav, which means if I give you a piece of property, and then together with the property you claim the metalklin. So since the money is metalklin, so I'll give you a slither of the piece of. I'm standing in my grave, right? I'll give you a piece of the land over here, and I'm a, and I say derech agav, I'm giving you the land. I'm also going to give you the money. Now you can go ahead and redeem my fruits. Says the Gemara, the less like karki doesn't own any property. But the Gemara just said, "I'm a begoyim tadi, standing in the threshing floor, begoyish edishaloi." Somebody else's threshing floor, something like that, or he's borrowing it. Freddy Gemara. So we're talking about a person who's totally destitute, doesn't have a cent in his name, doesn't own a handkerchief, doesn't own anything.
And he's got all these payers; he has to be paid.
The ichbol tana lashmin and gavra artuloi. The tana is going to tell us all of these dinim about a person who has zero, who's destitute. Yeah, it has destitute, has nothing.
He doesn't even have a shmata. That's he doesn't
what,
have a.
That's what Targum says at Rumi.
Yeah. But Rumi, but it has nothing. The less slave like Klum has nothing. Now you can't really say he has nothing because he has fruits. So it's somebody nazach. If he has fruits and happy, obviously has enough.
From.
Yeah, and he has. Ella shmamino is that I've made ein matbei and nikti b'chlipi. You know why it's not a solution? Because you cannot transfer. Even if this is the object of the kinyan, you cannot be. It cannot be the cause of the kinyan, nor can it be the object of the kinyan. Shmamina is a raya, good raya. And then they wanted two more lines. We'll finish the whole six. Sorry, the Afra Papa had the Papa himself changed his mind. He once had 12,000 coins sitting in the town of Bechazoi by somebody. And he wanted someone to pick it up. But the way you do it is you give the other guy total bal batishkeit like a show. He gave all the money over to Rav Shmuel Baracha to become his so that he can collect the money. How did he transfer the money? Didn't do chalipin, which our papa said you could. Agav asif for the base. He gave him the threshold of his house. He said, you can, with the threshold, you get all my money. And he also, when the guy came back and he actually delivered, Nofik la'ape, he traveled out of his city, that papa, at Tavich, to a place called Tavich. I don't know how far it is. And he was dancing and happy that he got his money back. Stop it. Not how sure, but it's different. This one he actually